Dan Durheim. I'm Executive Director of Industry Affairs at the American Farm Bureau Federation, headquartered in Washington, D.C.
Well, Dan, we're going to do a little preview for next week's, or well, this weekend's American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention. We're almost to 100, just a couple more years. And something new this year is the Idea Ag Conference and Trade Show.
Yeah, Cindy, this is our 96th annual convention of the American Farm Bureau. And last year, at the conclusion of last year's convention, we decided that we wanted to do more. We did a survey of attendees and said, hey, what are the things that can make American Farm Bureau even more important to you and your business? And as we looked at that, the culmination of what came about was finding this sweet spot between what American Farm Bureau traditionally has done incredibly well, which is our advocacy work, and figuring out where is that sweet spot between commercial and advocacy. And with that, we have done we were able to purchase a set of farm shows a year ago in July that are all over the country, from the Midwest, Texas. And with that, we got a new team of people that are very focused on innovation and technology. So we actually backed up convention, starting it on Friday afternoon, now late afternoon in San Diego, with a VIP panel where we're bringing in someone from Walmart, DuPont Pioneer, and Case IH to talk about what is the future of agriculture and connect that with our most influential set of leaders, our county presidents, our state presidents, our young farmers and ranchers, women's leadership and promotion and education folks, as really this placeholder of what are the kinds of members that are out there and farmers and ranchers that the business folks want to be able to connect with. And then this new trade show, bringing in more booths. We have about double the amount of booths that we've had in the past. And then starting with an innovation conference on Saturday that will focus on things like water, big data, engagement of members, and bringing up some of the things like unmanned aerial vehicles and what is that piece of how is that affecting the future of agriculture. How do we connect precision irrigation? So looking at the resources that farmers are using and the things that are often limiting factors for them and putting it in a place where they can have good discussions and learning a lot about what are the benefits that will happen for their businesses. Trade show itself will kick off on Friday night after the VIP panel happens, right? We're going to take them out of that presentation and then open up a big reception and trade show for this elite group of folks on Friday evening. And the trade show will then continue on Saturday and all day Sunday with giving people an opportunity to kick tires on equipment, to talk about technology, to talk about resources, engagement around member benefits and things like that of why people belong to the organization. And as importantly for us, we've also started something new on our trade show floor called the Cultivation Center, where we're doing a product demonstrations and giving people an opportunity to businesses an opportunity to really highlight things that they want farmers and ranchers to be able to see. So whether it's a new piece of technology, a new set of seed inputs, you know, whatever it may be that are there, that's what we're focused on in that Cultivation Center. So again, taking full advantage of what is that sweet spot where commercial and advocacy and really thinking about the whole needs of the farmer and rancher and what they need to have the best business for them to be the best community leader, you know, the best family member that they can be to try to do all of that while they're connecting at our convention.
There's actually such a connection between policy and the way farmers do business that this just seems to be a natural thing. I mean, all of the stuff that you're talking about, anything that has to do with biotechnology, precision farming, drones, what have you, all of this is tied a lot of ways to policy issues. So it all ties in together.
Yeah, it absolutely does, Cindy, because, you know, when you think about the base of Farm Bureau and what we've stood for as a grassroots organization for now more than 96 years, the opportunity is that we're not just doing it because it's the right thing to do. It's because that's what farmers and ranchers demand and need to be able to be the most productive and profitable as they look at producing food, fiber, and energy for the world, as importantly, their neighbors. But as they think about all of those pieces, that's where we want to be able to come together and to express our opportunity to say we represent the best and the brightest of all farmers and ranchers across the country, and for our business partners and those that are interested in agriculture to be able to come and see the kinds of folks that are producing that food, fiber, and energy for them, as importantly, to make those connections between agribusiness partners and the farmers and ranchers.
When we look at the this 96th annual meeting, I think you said.
Yep.
What are we looking at as far as the makeup of the American Farm Bureau Federation at this point? Is membership growing, and is there attraction for young farmers and ranchers in AFBF?
Yeah, you know, I think our greatest opportunity is really we have a very strong young farmer and rancher program. We have had for a long time. They're actually going to be celebrating 50 years of having a national young farmer and rancher committee, which is our opportunity to develop those young farmers and ranchers. And so they'll be coming together to celebrate that reunion here this year in San Diego. You know, the overall makeup of the organization is that, you know, we're expecting about 5,000 farmers and ranchers from all 50 states and Puerto Rico. As a lot of organizations have gone through, we've had some, I would call our membership steady. We did not increase our membership this year, but we haven't had drastic fall-offs either. So it's kind of that opportunity for us to recharge and look at things and dig deeper into our programming and figure out all of the needs that happen that farmers and ranchers need to have happening across the country. So we've had some pockets where membership is growing and others that are maybe just a little bit more stagnant. But this is our opportunity to really reimagine what we can be doing for farmers and ranchers, you know, in a national footprint and coming into these communities like San Diego to figure out what is the local base of farmers want and need and for us to be able to connect. And it's our opportunity to really look at what is the strengths of young farmers and ranchers and our women's leadership. I know our women's leadership team recently launched a survey to look at what are the issues that are percolating for women in agriculture and what are those leadership opportunities that they're looking for. So taking a whole look at all things in the membership for us to be able to feed our grassroots and to be connected to the state organizations and really driving the mission of making sure that farmers and ranchers are profitable and have a good, solid rural community in which to live.
Well, as we get into the meat of the convention, of what has always been the biggest part of Farm Bureau, which is policy setting, what are some of the main things that will be covered in workshops and are the main issues that are being addressed this year at the Farm Bureau convention?
Yeah, as you said, the bread and butter of our convention is really about those things that are, what are the issues that are top of mind? What are those economic impacts that are happening on their farm or ranch? And then ultimately, why do people choose to be active and engaged in the organization are really the three cores that we're looking at. You know, we've really delved a lot into big data and technology and those resource-limiting kinds of things like water. So as we look at what's happening with the workshops, there will be things about employees and employee management that are happening in these breakout sessions, whether it's around OSHA issues or immigration issues. There's some water things that are happening. You know, our keynote speaker this year is Jay Leno. So having some entertainment mixed into all of those things. And then as we look at how that projects into, you know, drones are a big deal. That's one of the things that we've heard and seen a lot of in resolution sessions from state organizations. Immigration still out there. Water, the Clean Water Act, and, you know, all of those kinds of things. Those are probably our biggest three issues as we look forward into what will be happening on the resolutions floor as well.
Really, that's all the questions I have, Dan. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just say welcome everyone to San Diego. Join us on Friday evening. Carried on through the trade show on Saturday the 10th, Sunday the 11th, and a full day of programming and some great entertainment with Jay Leno and some other fabulous speakers that will be happening. We'll also do our Distinguished Service to Agricultural Awards, which you'll have to be present to see who those Distinguished Service winners are, and welcome everyone to seeing them in hopefully sunny San Diego.
We'll be there, and it's good to talk to you, Dan. I look forward to seeing you out there.